18, Tyrion thought, 18, and a whore, but quick of wit, nimble as a cat between the sheets, with large dark eyes and fine black hair, and a sweet, soft, hungry little mouth. And mine. Damn you, eunuch. I fear I'm the intruder, Lord Varys, he said with forced courtesy. When I came in, you were in the midst of some merriment. My Lord Varys complimented Chella on her ears and said she must have killed many men to have such a fine necklace, Shay explained. It grated on him to hear her call Varys, my lord, in that tone. That was what she called him in their pillow play. And Chella told him, only cowards kill the vanquished.
Braver to leave the man alive, with a chance to cleanse his shame by winning back his ear,
explained Chella, a small dark woman whose grisly neckwear was hung with no less than 46 dried, wrinkled ears. Tyrion had counted them once.
Only so you can prove you do not fear your enemies.
Shay hooted.
And then my lord says that if he was a black ear, he'd never sleep for dreams of one-eared men.
A problem. I will never need Fis, Tyrion said. I'm terrified of my enemies, so I kill them all. Varys giggled.
Will you take some wine with us, my lord?